we get things underway by welcoming back to the program a talented actor, singer, dancer, performer, host, you name it, he does it all, including hosting again this year the National Dog Show, presented by Purina, 12 noon on Thanksgiving Day on the NBC Television Network. We say hello to John O'Hurley. John, welcome back.
Rich, nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm actually here overlooking Boston Harbor and watching a breathtaking sunset. I couldn't be happier.
Well, that's wonderful. Good to have you back on the good coast.
That's exactly right. I feel the same way. My heart's always back here.
Well, I cannot believe that we're getting ready for the 20th year of you and David Fry hosting the National Dog Show. It's incredible.
It is. It really is incredible. The fact that if you think of how fragmented television viewing has become over the last 20 years, it's tough to believe there's actually a show that's gaining an audience and not losing it. We, expect every year now 32 million people watching the show. It's become something of an extraordinary family tradition.
Well, it has indeed, and I was looking at those numbers the other day, and outside of the Super Bowl, I don't know that there are any programs that draw those kind of numbers, but it's become such a wonderful family tradition.
You know, it really has been, and it does speak to the fact that dogs play such an enormous role in our lives, and also it underscores the recent trend during the pandemic, where many people were getting dogs because they needed the companionship. They're saying right now that dog ownership has popped up about 7% over the last year, interestingly enough, and about 70% of our nation has a pet.
Well, that's great. And when those numbers first appeared, I thought it was wonderful. But then I worried that, this will be great. People will have a dog. But then when things get back to normal, they'll say goodbye. But I don't see that that's happening. We're not seeing a lot of dogs going back to shelters.
Yeah, you're right on that point that shelters are, many of the shelters are actually experiencing kind of a lag. They wish they had more. But that's a happy problem not to have to be giving dogs away.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this year's show. Among others, another new breed this year. This time in the toy group.
Yes, it's I would say very similar to the Yorkie, but offers many, many more color varieties. The Beaver Terrier. Well named and poorly spelled because it has nothing to do with B-E-A-V-E-R. It is just the name of the German family that introduced the breed. So it's a wonderful little toy dog, and we love adding the little toys to the show because they add so much personality.
Now, the defending champion, the Scottish Deerhound, that was a bit of a surprise last year, but what a beautiful dog.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no being a champion when you see one. I always equate it to like being there at the lineup for the Kentucky Derby. You look at these beautiful specimens there, and you know that they are doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is running. And when you see a beautiful dog or a beautiful thoroughbred, you know that there's just excellence out there. And it's a joy to see. We'll have, again, about 2,000 dogs, 190-plus different breeds, and it's a benched show, which means that all of the owners, the handlers, and the dogs remain backstage, so people are able to make it such a wonderful interactive experience as well.
We're talking with John O'Hurley here on Downtown. The National Dog Show, presented by Purina, airs at 12 noon in all time zones, Thanksgiving Day on the NBC Television Network. And the dogs, we see their personalities, but have you noted over the last couple of decades that those personalities extend to the handlers, too?
Well, it does. It is a family sport, they call it. If you can call it a sport, I guess they do, so I do. A lot of the personality traits of the dog are shared with the people that they live with, and it's kind of fun to see all shapes and sizes, and it is fun to see. What I enjoy seeing is the fact that people travel from week to week to week to the shows across the country, and I know that it is a popular retirement activity. That when people retire, they take their dogs and they go on the dog show circuit, and it's actually a wonderful social experience, as well as it is just a wonderful familial experience as well.
Now, for the last several years, you've added to the enjoyment of watching the National Dog Show by live tweeting during the broadcast. Are you doing that again this year?
Oh, we always do. In fact, we encourage when people have, if people are taking videos of their dogs watching the dog show, it is just something to behold, because the dogs will focus in on the forum on television there. In many respects, will respond directly to their breed. And it is always fun to see the dogs that will walk around to the back of the television looking for where the dog is.
I always post.
And you think about it, that's quite an intellectual activity.
Oh, yeah. I always post a picture of my ginger watching. It's interesting to me because there are certain breeds, even certain groups. She has, I would say, disdain for the toy group, and I don't know why.
That's right. Yeah. I'm sure she looks at them as about 400 calories a piece.
I think she does. Now, I have to ask you, John, I've seen you've got a terrific national spot running on a lot of networks for health markets, and there is a dog in that spot. Is that actually your dog, or is that a stunt dog?
That was a stunt dog down in, we shot those spots down in Orlando. You know, it's very funny. People say, you've worked with so many dogs. What are they like? And you know, it's very interesting that the dogs that we use on television are not necessarily the most family-friendly dogs. They're trained to be kind of food hounds, if you will. and they know that they're always being fed all day long, as long as they do with their particular trick of what they are. But not as warm and cuddly as you'd expect.
John, what else is going on with you? You've always got lots of irons in the fire. Any stage performances coming up?
Well, I have resurrected, my one-man show. I'll be touring that around the country and New York recently, and I'll be running around all different places. I'll be actually doing it out at the Reagan Library, California, out there in front of Air Force One some evening.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, John, it's always great for us to talk with you. We look forward, the whole family does, to watching you and David and those wonderful dogs on Thanksgiving Day at High Noon, the National Dog Show, presented by Purina. Thanks, as always, for making some time for us, and hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you again, Rich. Great to talk with you.
14 minutes after 4 o'clock on Downtown, as we get it underway on a Tuesday afternoon.